On the national level, according to the National Association of Realtors, their 2013 commercial member profile, transactions and sales volume, both up from a year ago, led by investment sales, land sales, retail leasing close behind. That's the national picture, but we wonder how it compares with activity right here in central Kentucky, the Lexington area in particular.
Well, you're seeing the same trends here locally. National tenants, both retail and restaurants, are doing very well here. You can just the recently Fayette Mall has announced they're going to acquire the Sears Roebuck space. That'll be developed into retail and restaurants. The Summit development across Nicholasville Road from Fayette Mall is going to be a huge retail development. You're seeing at Hamburg the continuation of Costco going in there. So on the national level, what you're seeing is happening here locally as well.
In what sector of commercial real estate right now are you seeing the most growth, office, retail, that kind of thing?
I think retail is probably the biggest growth area. Office development is steady here, but the consumer is coming back into the market for purchasing from where they were in the recession, and the national retail folks are responding to that with a lot of different development.
As that's happening, is there a bit of a curveball out there with the internet, with internet sales?
It is probably for the bricks and mortar folks, it's probably the single biggest challenge that they're going to face long term. The consumer, I think about 10% of total retail sales are discretionary sales are online. But the consumer is speaking out. They want the ability to buy both in your store and online, and they're expecting retailers to respond to that.
And how is that trend influencing how commercial real estate is being configured in any way? Are you familiar with that?
Somewhat. A lot of folks are doing smaller developments. If you've seen Best Buy recently is scaling down the size of their stores. They know their customer is coming in and looking at merchandise in their store and then checking it online. And so they don't need as big a footprint to satisfy the electronics customer as they've had in the past. So you're going to see what we used to refer to as big boxes. You're going to see smaller big boxes than you've seen in the past.
The Lexington-Fayette urban services boundary, that has remained unchanged since 1996, a long time ago. It was then expanded by 5,400 acres, hasn't been touched since then. Our current mayor, Mayor Jim Gray, has led efforts to contain development within that existing urban area. How is this impacting commercial real estate development in the Lexington area?
It's made it very tight. If you look at the retail vacancy in Lexington, is probably it's probably about averages about 5% right now. But in that 5% average, you probably have a 2% or less vacancy in the Nicholasville Road, Fayette Mall, Hamburg area, that's then brought up with the more neighborhood shopping centers that have not responded as well during the recovery.